podcast episode features recordings from the last concert, which managed to raise a grand total of £300 to support a piano bursary for the Kampala Music School. You're going to hear recordings from Molly, Louise, Sophie and Alice. At the same time, going to hear from Terence Ayabari, who's talking about the Kampala Music School.
The music school opened down the hill from the university where I was training as an electronics engineer. And I started to take piano lessons. And during preparation for my grade 6 piano exam, I had to do a sight singing test. And my teacher asked me to do that and thought, oh dear, I think I should take singing lessons as well, because you have a voice that could be developed. So I did. I started taking singing lessons with a German lady that lived there and taught. And my singing started to overtake the piano, but I tried to keep them together, and I still try a little bit, though I'm predominantly a singer now. And I had an opportunity to come to the Edinburgh Festival in 2003 and audition for the head of singing in Glasgow at the Royal Scottish Academy of Music and Drama, and got a place there, and then moved down to Manchester to the Royal Northern College of Music, where I'm studying now. The music school came out of a scheme called Pianos for Uganda, through which pianos that people gave away, that churches gave away, that schools gave away, were shipped to Uganda and put in schools. And one piano came to Nairobi Cathedral, which is, you can see the choir boys in the middle of a service here. I sang with this choir for a couple of years, and it's really there that I started taking lessons until the music school opened in 2001. We had an old rickety piano that, and being the only piano in the whole cathedral, we had to draw up a schedule that started at 6 in the morning. So we would get out of the house dressed for school at 6 in the morning. And if it was your turn to practice for an hour and a half, you went in and practiced up to 7:30. And of course, often the cathedral was not open yet, and so we found a window that we could get in through. And that is how we practiced, because it was the only piano. So I encourage you, while you're young, not to take the pianos that you have got for granted and make it sit like a piece of furniture. Work on it. The music school has since gone on from there, and at the time I moved to Glasgow to study in 2004, there was easily 300 students. And the top students continue to come from this cathedral. We have since replaced the old rickety piano, and we have a key to the Synod Hall, so we don't have to jump through the window anymore. Another pianist that I sang in the choir with, called Ivan, is now at the Guildhall School of Music in London, doing very, very well for himself. So this school has given, you know, meaning and purpose to people, and made me crazy enough to walk away from a career in electronics to make my way in singing. And people come from all over the city, all over Kampala, to take their lessons. And the ABRSM exams go to Uganda every June. And the Kampala Music School is starting to produce some of the highest grades in all of Africa. After just, 8 years now of existence. So it's a place where people make music passionately from sunrise way past sundown. And it's a place, it's a school that is growing. There is plans to find a new building, because the lease on the building that we started in the basement of the YMCA in Kampala has obviously grown too small. And anyway, the lease is coming to an end as well. So it is a great place. It's giving, you know, a career to piano teachers that have come through, some of whom I was in the cathedral choir with, the cathedral organists and others. It's given them employment. It's given people not just a hobby, you know, not just an after-school activity, but a serious passion for them to pursue. I will finish with this. As I discovered classical music and practiced hard on the piano and sang, I thought to myself, this is the real music. This is the real deal. This music seems to speak to me like no other music does. And then I came to this country, and there seemed to be an elitism that surrounded music that was everyday music back home. Something I couldn't understand and still cannot understand. And so I'll have you know that, you know, in Uganda, Western classical music, very much alongside traditional Ugandan music with which I grew up myself, is the music of every day. You know, people will come to the piano and play Beethoven to each other and they'll sit down and play Brahms four-hand music, and it's music as all other music is. It is a school that is going places, and I very much encourage you to support it. Thank you very much.